Spiritus Paracliti, vita vitae omnis creaturae, sanctus es vivificando forma.
Of March 2020, Father Book, Part 13. First the words. Now that I have shown you that my Son Jesus represents me among men, and that, through him, I live constantly among them, also I want to show you that I come among you through my Holy Spirit. The work of this third person of my divinity is carried out silently, and often man is not aware of it. But for me it is a very fitting way of living, not just in the tabernacle, but also in the souls of all those in a state of grace, to establish my throne in them, and to live there always, like the true Father who loves, protects and helps his children. No one has yet understood the infinitive desire of my divine paternal heart to be known, loved and honored by all men, just and sinful. Nobody can imagine my joy I have when I'm alone with one soul. These are the words of our Father. After in the last text, the redemption of the cross by our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Eucharist was presented to us as God's way to us and as our way to him, the Father now speaks about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us. God wants to set up our soul as a tabernacle, so to speak, in which he can always dwell. This again is a great consolation that comes from this precious message. Many believers are no longer able to receive Holy Communion in the usual manner. But we know of Christians in Chapin, for example, who had to live without priests for many years, but who remained true to their Catholic faith. So if access to the Holy Eucharist is currently not possible, we need not to fall in despair. We should discover more and more other ways of God's presence and make them fruitful. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit is such a way, and it is exceedingly delicious. The Holy Spirit is called the friend of the soul. He is a mild and luminous presence in us. However, there is also a very essential condition, similar to the right reception of the Holy Eucharist. We must be in the state of grace. God in his love calls man to conversion and is ready to forgive all sins if we turn to him. But he can establish his throne of love only in those souls who live according to his commandments and walk the path of holiness. So let us learn to perceive the subtle presence of the friend of our soul. Let us speak with him and ask that he unfolds his precious gifts in us, and that we thus make progress of the path of holiness, because then the presence of God in us will be all the greater. In today's text, we hear the sentence that no one can imagine the joy of God when he is alone with the soul. Let us consciously take up this last sentence and listen to it at this very moment, when we are working towards the limitation of physical social context in order to reduce the spread of the pandemic. For some people, this is very difficult and they suffer from loneliness, perhaps even die alone. So we must remember, God is always there if we offer our loneliness and the loss of habitual social context to him as a sacrifice, so the Lord can make a deepening of our relationship with him grow out of such a situation. We can then take it as a desert time, when Jesus was alone with his Father for 40 days. We see how we can always find a way in faith to deal with everything that comes our way in the spirit of the Lord. This is especially a work of the Holy Spirit, through which our Father wants to dwell in our soul. It is crucial that in this crisis we do not only pray for its speedy resolution. This request must be combined with a call for conversion of people. If our Father allows this pandemic as a rebuke, then it is above all a matter of man abandoning erroneous paths that lead away from God and finding his way home to him. Man has to live the life in harmony with God, so that true peace can come. It is therefore not enough just to ask that this plague will soon be over. It's about more. It's about conversion to God.
Today's meditation, we started with a song dedicated to the Holy Spirit, written by Saint Hildegard of Bingen, and now we will listen to the introit of this day. Letare. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her.
Letatus humilis quae dicta sunt mihi in domum Domini ibi mundi.